Okay, so my name is Bethany, and I am 13 years old. Today's date is November 26th, and I'm speaking with Frances Clark, who is my grandma. We are recording this interview in Lugoff, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first question. Who is the most important person in your life?
It's my father, Frank J. Rosetta.
Mm-hmm. Okay, why were they important?
Because he taught me integrity. He was my savior. Helped me with my lessons. Made sure I learned how to spell frontwards and backwards when I didn't make the right choice. And because he shows me more love than anybody else in the whole world.
Okay. So, was he your greatest influence?
Was he my greatest influence? Yes, he was.
Okay. So, what were your parents like?
My father was a Yankee Italian policeman. Catholic. Held high moral and personal standards. My mother was a housewife for most of my life. She was a disciplinarian in our family. And she was also the most fun.
How was she fun?
Well, she would play games with us. She'd jump out and scare us. She liked to play ball or she would make doing chores a game.
Did you have a lot of chores?
Oh yeah. Lots of chores.
Wow.
I was the oldest of five kids. So I had lots of chores.
Okay, where did you grow up?
Forest Acres, South Carolina.
Did you like your house?
Loved it.
Was it big?
Yes.
What was your childhood like?
I went to parochial school. Played sports. And took care of kids.
Did you like school?
I loved school.
What's it like? Did you learn a lot?
When you go to parochial school, you do learn a lot.
Did you like skip school?
No.
Not at all?
No. I skipped school one time in my whole life, and that was because I didn't have my homework.
Okay, what did you do during the summer?
When I was small, I played softball and babysat kids. I spent a lot of time with my grandfather. Then as I got over 15, I worked all summer and babysat kids when I wasn't working.
Okay, did you have any nicknames?
Franny.
How'd you get that nickname?
Well, my mom was Frances. My dad was Frank. So they just came up with Franny as what to call me.
Okay, well, that's the end of the interview. Thank you for sitting down with me.